cars whiz by Bishop Douglas Fisher along Route 7 in southern Berkshire County on his way to St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Stockbridge. Starting Sunday in North Adams, Fisher, staff in hand, will have walked 50 miles in 4 days when he reaches Sheffield Wednesday afternoon.
I'm always urging our churches to take the faith to the streets. You know, that the faith isn't something you just live in that church building, but you bring it out into the world. And so on this walk, we do prayer services on street corners and in parking lots. And so we bring the faith to the streets. And another dimension is that people frequently come to where I work. You know, they go to whatever church I'm at. And this is me going to where they work. So I'm meeting people who work at jails, people who in hospitals, at halfway houses, and talking to them about how they experience God in their life.
Bishop Fisher walked his diocese Worcester corridor last year and completed the Pioneer Valley portion in March. He says he's urged his 7,000 members to walk 20 minutes in each direction of their place of worship to help them learn about their neighborhood. Fisher says the idea for his own pilgrimage came to him when he was running one day.
I drive all over the place too, right? So I've got 65 churches, but I drive to them and do the service and meet with people and then get back on the Mass Pike and drive home. And this way I get to actually see what these neighborhoods are like. The Berkshires is obviously beautiful. There's so much going on here. But just when I was walking through Holyoke and Chicopee, I didn't know that there were canals in Holyoke. And that was a big part of their history. And so just to walk along those canals and you can kind of see how neighborhoods were shaped. And so that's been a wonderful thing for me. And the other thing that's been great for me is just listening. You know, I preach all the time, right? And so this is just listening to people's faith stories and hearing how God is at work in their everyday lives. And I've really been inspired by the people I've met.
People have joined the 60-year-old Fisher along the way for a few hours or days at a time. Mark Miller is a member of St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Pittsfield and trekked about 14 miles over 2 days with Bishop Fisher.
I've been in his presence several times, but I figured being on this walk would allow me to actually talk with him for, minutes at a time. And it's been wonderful. Lots of different subjects, some of it having to do with his particular responsibilities and some of it having to do with my, journey, whatever you want to call it, and it's been a lot of fun. It's fantastic.
Throughout his itinerary, Bishop Fisher and the other pilgrims stop for prayer services with congregants and those passing by whose interest is piqued by the journey.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time
St. Paul's Episcopal Church hosted a prayer service in its memorial garden, led by interim priest in charge, Libby Wade.
The Episcopal Church, theologically, is a church that believes very much in an incarnational expression of faith, and Jesus Christ being the epitome of that, God incarnate. So we do have a concern for the environment and for people in the here and now, not just salvation in the by and by or heaven far off, but a new creation here on earth. And his walk, I think, is a powerful symbol of that, that sets an example for us, that he wants to be the church incarnate, as you might say, out on the streets and the highways and in the fields.
Bishop Fisher says he's certain he will embark on another pilgrimage while his staff is tossing around the idea of a joint trek with the Episcopal Diocese of Massachusetts along the Interstate 495 corridor.
They're proposing that their bishop, Alan Gates, who's a great friend of mine, that we walk the boundary together. And it would be a great show of unity, and it would be great things about talking about the gospel going out to the boundaries. So we'll see. We'll see if that happens. We'll see if Alan takes me up on that challenge.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.